Joining me is Blake Karras, principal of Sacred Heart High School in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Hello, Blake.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
In response to the COVID-19 situation, your school developed a WAR room. Now, the acronym WAR stands for what?
Yeah, well, the first time we went into the WAR room, it was a parish conference room. We had our first meeting to kind of talk about how are we going to do this. And the meeting was done electronically at a GoToMeeting or a Zoom-type session. And we had up on the big screen, we saw all these little faces, about 30 of our staff's faces up on the room. And then behind me, we have our very nice backdrop that a wonderful donor purchased for our school, a beautiful backdrop. And it just, sitting in there, I felt like, you know, the chief of the military, you know, ready to make some decisions, and with all the people in there. So we called it the War Room, and we were calling it the War Room. And then, you know, coinciding with calling it the War Room, we've just been telling our teachers how resilient the students have been, how resilient the teachers have been making it work. And it just meshed perfectly together that War Room stands for the We Are Resilient Room. So
okay.
that's kind of what we're standing by right now. And I've been so happy and so proud of the teachers and the staff and everybody, from every single employee that's a Sacred Heart employee, how they've just come together and helped each other and collaborated and just worked around the clock to bring education to our students without skipping a beat.
Let's talk about that, Blake, if we could. The methods and systems that Sacred Heart are employing now for education beyond the classroom, what's being done?
We found it very important to still connect with our students daily with a video or voice communication. So many of the systems that we've used are recording software. So Loom is a excellent resource that we've used to record lectures, to give information, have a short positive message. We've really enjoyed doing our daily announcements that are posted on our homepage at Sacred Heart School, which we use Loom for, to take a little video of us, and then we jazz it up a little bit later so you can mesh the videos together. So that's one resource that we felt very important to have that connection with the students every day. And then some classes have used live sessions, which are through a service called Zoom. Some of the teachers are also using Google Hangouts to do similar type sessions where students can still come together at their sacred class time and meet, discuss as a group, learn, talk about different ideas. The teacher can lecture. They can put them in small groups and do many of the things that we could do while they were still at school. And then the other resources that we've been using are just the Google Classroom, so that we can hand out work and they can collect work and they can grade it right there and they can transfer that into the PowerSchool grading system that we use for our parents to stay connected with what's going on. We know it's not the way education is supposed to be designed. We understand that no matter what, it's not going to meet our high standards of education that we hold so dear. But we're going to try to continue to maintain high expectations for our students, even though it's not the best possible way to educate. But with the crisis and COVID-19 happening, we know that life has changed. Life has changed for all of us. And we just have such a – I've talked about our teachers in this interview, but I also want to just say how wonderful our parents have been. You know, we know our parents are now learning the technology systems, helping their students get online, helping them access the information. They're being the teachers right there with us. And it's just really brought our community of families together. And it's just been great to see everyone step up to make it work.
And the feedback you hear from students, what are you hearing?
Very good. We sent out a survey to students and teachers the first week of school, and it's been a really good survey that, you know, when you send out a survey, you kind of brace for impact. Like, what do we have to change? What are some things that we're going to have to do differently? And mostly the feedback was great. The volume of work, a little higher than what's normal, because now teachers are, that's how they have to engage with their students. They know that they're there, so they might do, you know, a little bit more work than what typically is done. So we've been trying to adjust and flow and get that happy medium of the workload. But we learned a lot of great things from those surveys. Students want to connect with their teachers. Now we're going to what's called the virtual office hours, where our teachers are having an open period during the week for an hour where students can just hop in and talk to their teacher. It might not be about their schoolwork. It might be about somebody else's class. It might be about what's going on in their life, but just access, because the students are missing that. When we have study halls, our students are walking around the classrooms, meeting with different teachers at different times, and we want to bring that back as an available option for our students. And we learned that through our surveys, that students just really want to continue to talk and discuss items with our teachers. So we've added that option for our students too. Parents have been very, very supportive of what we're doing. You know, every family is different. We completely understand that. And like I said before, we're not going to be able to please every family. Some families have six kids, and some of their high school kids are in charge of, you know, of the daycare during the day in the crisis. With some schools and daycare shutting down, they're now turning into moms, the chef, the daycare provider, the teacher. So we understand, and we're trying to handle each situation with grace and work with the students to give them as equitable an education as possible for hopefully a short time.
In addition to being high school principal at Sacred Heart, Blake is also the activities director, athletic director, and needless to say, the spring sports program. The programs you have there in spring are on hold, and who knows if they'll be played again this year, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're just suspended. We don't like to use the word canceled. You know, right now we're just on hold. If something were to change, we'd get back up and running as soon as possible. I tweeted out a picture yesterday from our Sacred Heart Twitter account of our current softball fields from on top of the dike there in town. And there, needless to say, there are ducks on the pond. But they're not the kind of ducks that we expect during the spring sports year, as the fields have completely flooded over.
Right.
But you know, we know how important this time and this time missed is for our athletes. One great initiative coming out of the State High School League, and I believe they took it from a Colorado State High School League, but is Be the Light Minnesota. And from 8 o'clock to 8:20 on Mondays is when most schools are doing it, but some schools are choosing to do it every night or Friday nights. We're lighting up the stadium. So our football field was lit up from 8 to 8:20. And our baseball stadium was lit up from 8 to 8:20, and then a few coaches gathered at my house. We were synchronized in, but I did a rosary, prayed the rosary last night for 20 minutes, and the 20 is significant for our senior class of 2020. So Be the Light Minnesota has been going around. So if you're driving around stadiums and you're wondering why the lights are on at 8 to 8:20, and the scoreboards are lit up to 2020, is because our senior class, and we just want to shine a little piece of light for that group. I don't think they'll ever forget this moment in history.
Blake Karras again is the principal activities director at Sacred Heart High School in East Grand Forks.
I appreciate you having me on, Rom. Thank you very much.